Local hip-hop artist Shad Ali took over as head instructor and music mentor of Carnegie Mellon University's education program Arts Greenhouse in the fall. On Saturdays, Ali works with students at CMU's recording studio, teaching them music production and engineering. 90.5 WESA Sarah Schneider sat down with him to talk about using music to mentor teens.
What do you tell the students about yourself and why you like hip-hop?
I let them know that, you know, as far as my inspiration, it comes from the things that I've lived and I've gone through. And as much as I'm instructing them and letting them know the things that they could be doing better, I'm also living through what I'm saying. You know, it's very much so a thing of, you know, I haven't mastered anything and I still have a long way to go. However, I'm all about helping you get to where you can be in being the best possible you that you can be as far as your artistry is concerned, because we all have our, you know, our peak and our potential.
What do your students rap about the most? What inspires their lyrics?
It's typically those things that they go through. You know, I would be remiss to think that young people don't have a lot of things going on in their lives, or to downplay that in any way would be a disservice to them. So, you know, typically a lot of the exercises that we do during workshops usually flushes out a lot of that, and you hear a lot of the way that they express themselves is very interesting, and it's just really cool to see the way that a lot of ideas are fleshed out. You can tell that a lot of them are using that to essentially breathe and get those things off their chest.
Specifically, are they talking about family or relationships?
The whole nine. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be, you know, you might not be friends with someone that you might have been really tight with. Relationships like that in high school, you know, while they seem like they might be those types of things that'll last forever, you might not remember these people in a couple of years. So it's kind of important to really put it in perspective.
So that kind of reflection I could see being pretty heavy and a lot to unpack. Do you see yourself kind of becoming a counselor in some ways for them?
Unofficially, you know, I just try to meet kids where they are, you know, and the last thing that I want to do as far as my position within the room or in their lives is to become too preachy, you know, and just providing some insight in the areas where I can, you know, and essentially just, you know, becoming a positive part of their lives. If they so choose to have me be that, you know, I don't ever want to be forceful with my position or, you know, as far as how I implant myself.
When it comes to hip hop, what kind of historical framework do you think students need to have on the cultural importance of hip hop before they start doing it on their own?
It's absolutely important for kids to know that it's an art form for a voiceless group of people, you know, and certain things that were being expressed in, you know, its upstart were those things that, you know, typically people wouldn't be able to say or things that you wouldn't hear. So it's important to always have a certain message within your music. I prefer to stay on the positive side, you know, and I don't like to knock, you know, more negative messages because some of those things are really going on. So it's important, you know, to have a certain range, but it's important to implant a message within your music because you never know who's listening and who you might be able to pass some insight on to in that brief window of time that someone might hear your music or what you're saying.
Well, thank you for speaking with me.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate the opportunity.
I'm always stressing. I'm always stressing. Always stressing. Sanguine. Hey, look. I said, stress about the old things, stress about the new things. Always got a lot on my mind, always got a lot on my plate. Music really got me going through things that I never thought I'd see today. So God got my back, got shot at 13 always. Live life over your ass.
That's the song Stressin' by Victor Hall, a senior at Taylor Alderdice High School. He's a participant in the Arts Greenhouse Project at CMU.